a bunch of people ask us questions on Instagram. Let's see if I can. And we're going to answer them. And they cover a wide variety of topics, okay? So, buckle up. Okay. Question number one is from Colleen herself. Thank you, Colleen. She says, how do you guys like being poor?
It's not fun, but we're acting like we're rich by going out too much.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Leonard. Couldn't have said it better. The end of the month, I cry, and then I do it again. Next question. Kaylee's, Skinny K's mom, Kaylee Fick, wants to know if the smell bothers us any. The smell of New York.
Of New York in general. There is a section. There's a section in, like, where we walk to home that's got trash and piss, and I, at this point, just walk in the street. That definitely bothers me. And then there's,
I just cross the street. I don't walk over there anymore.
Yeah, there's times where there's definitely some feces that bothers me. But it's not nearly enough to be like, New York is bad because of the smell. It's just New York.
I will say when we first moved here, I was like, oh, this doesn't smell like fresh clean. But now I don't even smell it. Unless I'm on certain seats in certain subway cars, then I get like a really strong pee smell. But it's probably because someone peed there. Or some subway stops, I walk out and I'm like, ooh. But that's fine. That's fine. Okay. Love that. Moving on. Is this fun for everyone? Are we having fun? Okay. Leonard, Frank, as in Frank and Maudie, wants to know if the Giants are playoff bound.
Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboot. I don't think so. I think the hype is just a little too much. But boy, I hope so. Dallas is on their way down. Washington is a little iffy.
Down? What does that mean?
Like, in the division. So if the Giants can somehow continue to win and the Commanders continue to lose, then yeah, I think they can make a wild card. But boy, they're going to have to do something spectacular for that to happen. I just don't believe that Jackson Dart is going to be able to be that consistent. I do think Cam Scataboo will be a tag, a franchise tag, but I'd be really surprised if they make the playoffs. But the best that they've looked in a long time.
It's gorgeous on our drive right now. I'm, like, freaking out. I'm freaking out. There's so many leaves. Yeah, what Leonard said, I think I love Scataboo. Perfect. Okay. Now we're on to a topic that has been a big one, a big discussion topic this week. Dylan wants to know if Leonard has had a bowel movement yet. Sam wants to know your best bowel movement experience. And I think there was one more.
Dylan
HP. So talk about that.
As of yesterday, which was Saturday when we recorded the podcast that you will listen to on Monday probably, I had my first movement from 11 days. You'll hear more about it on the original pod, but it started with a small stone and it ended with just intense diarrhea all day long up until about 11 at night. Pretty much consistent diarrhea, which is why all the laxatives I shoved in my body did it. I mean, yeah. So that was probably, I think the best bowel movement to Sam's is the very first one was like super painful, memorable, but it was like, oh, thank God, finally something showed up. Like, honestly, Hasina thought that I was just farting so much that I was just like farting out my feces somehow. So, yeah.
I was like, there's no way you're farting this much and, like, the poo's not there. Like, I think it's just particling out. Like, you've found a new way to not have to go to the bathroom. Yeah. So, I'm glad you did that. I don't know. My best is there's this one bathroom at the hospital that's, like, really tiny and, like, kind of in a back corner, weirdly. And somehow I always go to the go number two there. No matter what. I feel crazy that you don't have a mic. Like, I feel like I want you to talk more.
I wish I could. I could get another lav, but at this point, this is easier. Just when you don't know what to say, just point the mic at me and I'll say random stuff.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. wait. Oh, yeah, okay. Emma Northcutt wants to know what we are cooking these days. The answer is nothing, because I work at a restaurant. However, the answer should be gluten-free and tummy-friendly meals for Leonard.
Well, I chefed up some vanilla bark, some vanilla Greek yogurt, gluten-free granola bark, and that's really yummy. Very cold. I gave some to Hasina, and she, like, took one mouth around, not even a bite, but just, like, a mouth around it and just said no, and then I ate it. And then... yeah, we're not really cooking much else. There's some gluten-free chicken strips that I throw in the microwave.
Yeah, I was really on my meal prep grind for a little bit. Oh, we're close. But not anymore. So sorry. If you have any ideas for how to make easy lunches, send them my way. Love that. Okay. A couple in the same boat, Zave wants to know what's the craziest thing that's happened. Celia wants to know our favorite, like, weird interaction. And then,
you gotta go one at a time, man.
Yeah, but, like, that, it's, like, the same boat. Like, favorite interaction, like, weird thing. Like, what, like, craziest New York.
It'd probably go to... a homeless guy, druggie on the subway, standing next to me in a full crowded train, and we're all dead silent, and then this dude just starts screaming every bad word on the planet right in my ear at these two Asian, like, tourists, and, like, it wasn't really at them, but he's just looking at them, and it was so intense because he... began to start saying, I don't care if I go to jail. And that's, like, the one sentence that I've learned now makes me terrified from a homeless person. Because the only thing that I was thinking was, like, all right, he's not going to stab me. He doesn't want to go to jail. And then literally 1 second later, he's like, I don't even care if I go to jail. So that was pretty intense. That was, like, my craziest. And then Peter also was, like, another weird one, the guy who drew us.
Yeah. We, like, fell into an MLM somehow. But we're not in it. Don't worry. But, like, this weird guy. Well, that goes into our next one. Sam, Zave's friend, wants to know how the homeless are. So how would you say?
Let's just go with this morning is a pretty average homeless guy. We're sitting waiting for the bus to go get a rental car. And he walks by with a bottle of bourbon, definitely on some drugs, and just screaming at the pigeons while we're waiting for about 15 minutes. And that's pretty standard. You'll probably see one of those a day. And you'll probably catch someone sleeping in the subway. Probably catch one or two of them, like, begging. You'll probably see, like, four or five homeless people, and the same ones, usually, if you have the same trip to work.
They're not, like, a problem. They're just kind of living life, doing what they do. But my issue is that sometimes they sleep on the ground. Well, a lot of times they sleep on the ground, let's be real. But they sleep fully covered, like, by a blanket or something. And the amount of times I've almost tripped over them is astronomical. Like, I literally do go inches from stepping on them. And I'm like, oh, that's a person. Because their blankets are, like, ground colored. It's like a gray sheet on the concrete. And they're great at camouflage. They're like chameleons. But they're not, like, really issues. I don't know. I haven't been, knock on wood, confronted. So. I think the craziest story is that I've seen two different people playing accordions on the subway. two different times. Which I don't know if that's like a normal thing.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of guitars, a lot of dancing.
You've seen dancing? Oh my god, I've seen that guy who like has no bones. Have you seen that guy?
No, no bones, like a skeleton guy? Wait, no bones or no skin? Wait, no bones? I'm trying to picture someone with no bones. Like, he's just
like
a blur?
He has bones, of course, but he, like, moves his body like he has no bones.
Oh, you mean, like, joints? You mean, like, he's dislocating his joints?
Okay, sure.
I think bones is the wrong, might be the wrong word.
Okay, but I'm not being, everyone has bones. You can't live without bones.
He does, like, this stuff? Yeah, that's joints. That's, like, he's dislocating his shoulder blades or something.
Yeah. Okay, well, whatever. Whatever. Becca wants to know when we're gonna hang next.
I think that's a you question, mate.
Well, my answer is that Leonard didn't give me the invite to the murder mystery party thing, so we didn't know when that was happening.
Oh. I thought you were talking about your Becca back at home.
No, Becca, Colleen, Evan, Becca.
I see. Boy, all the times that murder mystery, we were busy. I RSVP'd no on that, sadly. I wanted to go really bad. God, anytime. I just want to do fun stuff with you guys. I feel like we definitely need to hang out more with them, though.
Leonard really wants to play board games, so if that can happen, text us. We should just text them, actually. Yeah. My thing is that, like, I feel weird texting Evan and Colleen's and yours friends because I'm, like, not their friend. I mean, I know I am because they're really nice to me, but, like, it's different, you know? So I'm going to put that on your to-do list. Is that okay?
I mean, you can do it too, dog.
I know, I just feel, like, weirder doing that. For no reason except I'm making myself feel that way. Like, there's actually no weirdness. On that note, Maddie wants to know what our top Amazon wishlist item is.
As of right now, currently, slippers for me. I feel like that's a big one, right?
Leonard's toes are blue, so he refuses to wear socks in the house. So any slippers would do him well.
Yeah. I think our heated blanket's kind of small, but I think that's okay. So we probably don't need any of that. What else is on the list?
Well, if you have slippers, you won't use the heated blanket on the floor for your feet. So then I can use it. My top item is a drying rack because we don't want to pay to dry all our clothes forever. And so they end up coming back just slightly damp. Or really damp. Which is, like, fine. We just have to hang them on all the surfaces of the house. And if we had, like, a drying rack, it could be, like, one surface, not, like, a million. But also, anything on there, we'll use whatever. We just got a new shower head. Ayo. Speaking of cold, Colleen also wants to know, are we scared for New York winter?
I'm scared because Asina gets so upset about the cold that it's going to dampen the mood. As long as we dress appropriately, it'll be fine. I know it bites pretty hard, though. And if I have to walk, like, 30 minutes to work, it could hurt. But I really like putting on my... I got, like, a really big thrift store jacket from New York last time I was here, and I really like that. So I'm not horribly terrified.
I'm terrified. I'm scared. I'm not ready. I feel like every day I walk out and I'm like, oh, I'm freezing. And then as the day goes on, I'm like, no, like, you're fine. Like, you're progressed. But I know there will be a day where I'll be freezing and I just won't get warm until I come back home. And then maybe even then I won't. So, yeah, I'm scared. I laughed out loud when I read that question because I was like, yeah, I am. I'm scared. Okay, your cousin Olivia wants to know who's your favorite cousin and why is it her?
I think she's the only cousin who's said anything about this podcast, so that's got to be the answer. She follows two doors to New York. Number one cousin, right there. Boom.
I think she's my favorite because she answered my poll. Yeah. And also at, whose wedding was in North Carolina?
Alex.
Sorry. I promise I knew all these names at one point. There's a lot of people on Leonard's side of the family. Olivia and her husband were, like, talked to us a lot. Not that the others didn't, but, like, they made a point to, and I really appreciated that. Yeah. I don't think I can pick favorites, but I really enjoy them and their children. I think they're great. But she also wants to know how we're handling homesickness. Are you homesick?
I mean, I feel like I've kind of been moving so much that I don't really... I mean, I know I'll probably go back to Port Angeles at some point, but I wouldn't say I'm homesick right now. Technology these days really helps that. You know, I can just FaceTime my parents if I really am out. But I'm pretty good right now. Are you?
I miss being at home. I think I miss what, like, being at home entails. Like, it doesn't have to be Fresno, but I miss, like, being in the same state as people who know me. Or, like, in the same time zone. Like, I really need to call my mom today. I haven't talked to her in forever. So, I don't know. I feel like sometimes I use this podcast as a way of, like, making up for, like, connections I'm not maintaining. But then it makes me feel bad after, because I feel like I should just be texting people.
I don't know.
We're doing okay. Ask us again January. Or maybe, like, April.
Yeah.
I think, like, April. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Evan wants to know how many Nighthawks it would take to beat just you and I in a full field game.
You and I as in Hasina and Leo or Evan and Leo?
No. Me and you.
How many Nighthawks in a full field? Yeah. On a full field?
Yeah.
Well, it depends, bro. There could be one that would beat us. Like, one Nighthawk. But if it's at, like, random, let's just say it's at random. Let's go four.
Four?
Yeah, because if I'm going, like, 100% and I'm picking, like, the four lower-end Nighthawks. Yeah, I mean... If
No. It would take one. Because I won't kick a soccer ball.
But I'm faster, stronger, and bigger. So I can score. It's pretty much just 1v4, but you're there, and sometimes that might do with one of the lower ends. So I think.
Okay, but let's say at random you get your four top players.
Oh.
Then you're screwed.
Yes.
I'd foul out immediately. I'm just kicking shins, using my hands. Like, I just.
So foul out's a basketball.
Well, hence why I'm not playing soccer.
Fair enough. I'm still going to go with four if it's random. If they select themselves, one or two. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I think the answer is zero. I think they'd win before I even got on the field. Sam, my Sam, wants to know, if we were a New York City rat, where would we go first?
A rat? Probably, ooh, I got it. I know where I would go. I would start, I mean, if I just immediately turn into a rat in our Astoria house, immediately go to the Krispy Kreme dump truck, because they dump all their donuts in there, and then I would eat all those. Then I would get on a train and go to the Upper East Side where I had that really, really good, like, Danish, and just sit in that dumpster and just enjoy all those sweets.
So you're not thinking, like, survival. You're thinking, like, what food do you want?
I mean, rats don't last that long. So I'm content just having really sugary stuff and then dying.
See, because my answer was, if I could, like, pick where I spawn, I'd choose to spawn in the Upper East Side near Central Park so I could just, like, live in the park and, like, sustain my life there and, like, build a lovely home and do that. But if I couldn't and I do it right in our apartment, then I'd just go to that lot that they're not working on by Staples, and I would just, like, that's like shelter and home, and then, like, there's food, the subway.
I still think I think you're thinking like a person still. If you're thinking like a rat, you can get in between crevices. You can find shelter pretty much anywhere as a rat, you know? I think you don't...
Yeah, but after all those donuts, you're not going to be skinny enough to.
Well, then I die. And I'm happy about that because I'm filled with donuts. And I think my mom would be on my side there.
Do you think your dad would want to survive like me? I think that's Tim coded.
Yeah.
If it's not, sorry, Tim. Okay. She also wants to know, do you put your left or your right sock on first?
It doesn't matter. Whichever one is the right side in, then usually one's the right side out, inside out, so I have to turn it inside out. Just whatever is available.
I feel like I've never really thought about this, but I probably pick up my right foot more oftenly first. But it's not, like, wrong if I do my left. But, yeah, our socks are never, like, together, right side out. So, you never know. You never know. Okay, let's get into some more deeper ones. What have we mastered that makes us feel like a New Yorker? From Danny.
Definitely subway, trains. I feel really confident in a lot of where I'm going, and most of the time I don't have to look it up, or I just know which stop I need to get off on, and then I know what trains to take. 100% that. Yeah, and the fact that when I'm walking, and if, like, someone bumps into me or something, it's, like, you don't have to really, like, we have a mutual agreement as a New Yorker to just, like, just move on. Like, it's nothing. You're going to forget about it in, like, 2 seconds anyways, so it doesn't matter, you know? I feel like I've mastered that.
We're bumping all over the place over here. But, yeah, my answer was the same. I felt like a New Yorker when someone stopped me and was, like, how do I get blank? And I said, oh, go uptown on blank. Or, like, you know, like, I don't know what it was, but it was something like that, where I could then tell them. That and getting to work, I, like, led all my friends there the other day. Like, they were like, where do we go? And I was, they're following me.
On the phone.
Right?
Well, yeah, that's amazing.
That's big.
That's awesome. That's huge. For you to be a lead, like, leading the pack is insane.
I'm saying. So there's that. I love that for us. Where'd my pen go? Has anyone seen my pen? Oh. Found it. Okay, what has been... Actually, I want to know this one more. What's the best part of living together?
I mean, I think the best part of living together comes down to the frustration, like a bad work day or something like that. And then you get to just come home and just, like, embrace your partner. I think that's pretty nice. When they're feeling sick, like I've been all week, you've just been really good at embracing my death. And I used to have to deal with that alone in LA. And so that's a huge night and day difference, like just being taken care of. And then talking to someone about your day. Like, I don't feel like I have to call someone to tell them about my day, or it just went out the window. It was into you, I guess.
No, yeah, that's from Scout. And I think that's also why I'm really bad at, like, texting friends or even, like, my parents. Like, I know they want to know what's going on, but I just tell you so that I've told someone. I mean, like, you know everything, so then I'm like, oh, didn't I tell them? And it's, no, I told you, which is my favorite part. I love a debrief. I love sitting on the couch being like, oh, and this happened, and I ate this for lunch, and then this, and you're just like, yep. That's perfect. I just get to yap all night long. This is a cute, quaint town. It's like two shops. Okay, on that note, Scout also wants to know what's on our bucket list for New York, and then also how is it different than, like, what we expected?
What else do I want to do in New York? I feel like I've covered a good amount. I think a bucket list is go live somewhere else. I feel like that's a weird bucket list one to have, but I want to, like, live in different boroughs or different areas to really experience the areas. It's a weird one that probably won't come true, but I feel like that's the best way to, like, determine what borough is for you, is just live in it for a little bit, you know? I feel like after 3 weeks, 4 weeks, or, I mean, months, I don't know, that we've kind of understand how Astoria works. And I like it, don't get me wrong, but I want to see if there's other stuff out there that we like.
Well, can you, like, give a little stereotype about the boroughs, or, like, kind of rank them? Sophia was asking that.
I don't know. Do you know all the boroughs? I don't know if I know all of them. I mean, I know the Bronx is, like, super hipster. Most of Brooklyn is hipster young. Like, Williamsburg area is super hipster young. Greenpoint is pretty, like, posh but young still.
Greenpoint is, like, you're 32 and just had a kid, but you still want to, like, go to the bar. And then Brooklyn's pretty gay. Non-derogatory, just, like, factually.
Astoria's Greek, extremely food-heavy. Upper East Side is, like, schools and young families, but, like, really rich. Upper West Side is, like, more wealthy, but could be anyone. But not a lot of people go there, because I don't know if there's... I mean, plenty of people go to the West Side, don't get me wrong, but I feel like most of it... And then East Village is, like, college area, like, probably out of college, still want to, like, party. And Little Italy and all that area is just, like, getting touristy at this point. But a lot of fun stuff is there, so it makes sense.
And then, like, there's different times. Like, Financial District is, like, J.P. Morgan Bros, of course. I feel like the lower you go, the more money you make slash the more touristy you are. Like, you hit Times Square and then you just go down. Like, it's Soho. It's Fidei. I always say Fidei. Fidei. It's Lower East Side. Like, great spots to go out, but also, like, you're going to drop at least a band. Like, I don't... I mean, it's true. Like, I don't, if you're, like, really doing it, like... But it's also, like... I don't know. It's just very popular.
Yeah. And for those oldies who don't know what a band is, you want to tell them?
I don't know if that's the right word. I meant, like, you're dropping hundreds of dollars at night. Is that just a thousand? Is a band a thousand? Okay. Popping dollars in the bank. But back to bucket list. I think New York is different than I expected because it's actually not that mean. After the first, like, 2 weeks of people ignoring me, now I'm rocking with it.
Yeah. 100%. You just kind of enjoy it at this point now. It's just like you don't have to worry about other people. You can put your headphones on, and if you accidentally have someone bump you, you just keep moving. It's not that big of a deal. It's really easy.
Yeah.
You run into people all the time. It's a busy city. So you just kind of move on and do what you need to do. It's awesome.
Yeah, we're all, like, on our own agenda. And with that, like, stopping for coffee. Ooh, that looks so yummy.
First day.
Stopping for coffee and, like, things like that. People work quick. Like, you're in and out. Like, even a Starbucks order, like, I get them. I'm on my pumpkin spice latte. Oh, my gosh, I can't speak. Latte grind before work. In and out, 5 minutes stops. Like, everyone is on the same page. Which I think is lit. But I think my bucket list is to do, like, to go to more shows. I really want to see more shows. I think that's what I'm missing right now. Wink, wink.
We definitely got to get to the Great Gatsby. I want to watch that for real.
Yeah.
And I still want to see Six, but I think that my mom wants to see that. Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know why I want to see Six. I think it's just because you guys said you want to see it, so I want to go see it.
I honestly don't think you're going to like it, but I think you will still, like, have fun. It's just, it's quite female. So I think you're going to be like, oh, yeah, that they were good at their job and, like, it was production quality on point, but I don't know if you're going to vibe with, like, the female empowerment of it all. Okay, Lee.
Yo.
How do you feel about high school parent politics in soccer? Audrey wants to know. Without getting fired from your job. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. I don't feel like you encountered a lot.
Well, here's...
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, even beyond the high school soccer, I was still doing cross country that I didn't really bring up all that much. But there's like, there's definitely a factor of if this student's parent is donating, you let them do whatever you want. That was literally told to me during a cross country meet that we had. There's definitely some aspects of that, but the students are so nice, you don't really notice. Some parents, we have had one parent like kind of snap at our athletic director about their player just like acting, like feeling like she's not wanted on the team, blah, 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 blah. It didn't end all that great either, but there's definitely some parent interaction that's a big part of it. I mean, Audrey asked that question for a reason because, I mean, it's there's a big part of it. Right.
Huh. Well, good job not, like, bringing that into your coaching or your life, because I had no idea. So, props to you. Gabby Campitelli wants to know how our hearts are, because she's amazing. She's asking, like, biggest blessing and hardest change. And on that same night, on that same note, my friend Mandy wanted to know, like, our biggest slash hardest adjustment. So, like, same thing, like, how are we inside?
Heart's full, man. Heart is full. I'm loving it here. Yes. And the biggest adjustment is probably dealing with... Not really. The whole point of the shotgun mic is that it's supposed to cut off anything from the side. So she was singing. I don't know if you heard that.
No, I didn't want to interrupt you anyways.
Oh.
Sorry.
Anyways.
Heart's full.
Heart's full. I think transportation is an adjustment that needed to be made. Mm-hmm. That was probably the biggest, both in duration and in direction. Like, duration of time, 30 minutes is super short. Like, if you're trying to get to work or get to a cafe or something... 30 minutes is really quick, you know? That's like the standard for me, I feel like. It's a common time, and that's an adjustment. Okay, you can take the mic away from me.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know if you were going to, like, keep going. I'm, like, really entranced with the town we're driving through right now. It just feels so NorCal, so, like, we're in, like, the foothills. Hardest... I think my heart feels good. I think my heart's missing some friends like Gabby and like, and I keep saying this and I'm making great ones and like none of my places where I am make me feel like bad at all friend wise. Like it's really great, but also I don't know. I wish I could just like go sit on her couch, you know, like that's what I wish. That, and I wish I could like, go home, to be honest. I'm glad my parents are coming after Christmas because I think I want to see them, to be honest. But yours are coming soon, so that'll like help out. But yeah, on friends, Emma Woodward wants to know like how I'm making friends, just like talking to people at work. I mean, the interns and I, we're in it. We're in the thick of it together, so, like, they really understand how my brain is feeling, and I think that, like, immediately trauma bonded us, for better or for worse, so now we, like, it's one of their birthdays next Tuesday, we're gonna, like, celebrate. It's really good, and I think I'll know those people, like, for life now, like, the same kind of thing as, like, some school people, like, they'll always be, like, colleagues and friends, and people I can be like, oh, you're in Boston now, like, I'm in town for someone's wedding, like, can I stop and say hi, and we'll, like, get dinner, and it'll be, like, great, and then we'll go about our lives, you know? But how are you making friends?
I mean, at work, I haven't hung out with a New York friend yet. I've hung out with my old high school friends, and I'm pretty sure that's it.
That's not true. You went to the bar with your people.
Oh, I did.
I did.
And it was really fun, too. We had a great time. But it was more like a group thing. It wasn't like... It was a really fun time, and we had a great time. And I think if or when I get a job there, like, full-time, I think absolutely we'll hang out a lot more outside of stuff. It's just I'm not really someone who hangs out with someone their own, like, age exactly. Like, I'm definitely one of the younger ones. So, I don't know. I'm completely content, though. I'm really enjoying it. Sure, I can make some more friends, but I'm happy with what I've got right now.
Aw. It's because he's my friend. He called me his bestest friend the other day. It's true. Just had to brag to everyone. Sorry. I'm Leonard's best friend. No one else. Okay, a bunch of people asked me, Grace Leal asked me about memorable client interactions and internship. Jane Hathcote asked me, how does it compare to school? And Sophia's asking me, like, why I'm drawn to the NICU. So I just wanted to, like, bunch them together and say that internship is definitely different than school because, like, everyone says you're, like, in the setting all day. So at school I would like show up, have a session, and then leave, and so it was easier to like close that door, and it was easier to like prepare for it, like mentally. I've been talking a lot to my fellow interns about like Mondays are really hard for us because we have a bunch of meetings, and then after lunch we just get like sent straight into patient care, and we like feel like after lunch we all take time to like touch a guitar or do something or look at log, like we have to up ourselves into that patient work or else it's really jarring and we like don't know what's going on. So that's definitely a difference. But some of my best client interactions are always like the feedback I get post session. Like this really grumpy lady at the end of our last session, she really wants to learn guitar, so I brought in ukulele for her to learn, and I like taught her two chords and then we like played together and it was perfect, lovely. But she said, wow, I love music therapy. And I was like, I love music therapy too. Like, I'm so glad you get it. And those type of reactions are always great. Or it's like, I really needed that today. Or like reassurance, because I don't know, I'm still so new that sometimes I walk in and I'm like, was that even helpful? And then they let me know. But I'm drawn to the NICU because I really am interested in like family dynamics and how they play a part in not only development but also life. So that's like really where a family dynamic begins. And so it's really, really interesting to see how every set of parents is different, how they interact with their child differently, with nurses, how they like care for them, what they want baby to do, like what they were expecting, even like the songs that they like choose that are important to them. That's really interesting, as well as like how, I don't know, it's just it, like the difference between like moms and dads, or like moms and moms even, like it doesn't matter if you're male or female, like there's always a difference between parents there. It's just really, really cool, and I feel like babies are really responsive, and so sometimes I get discouraged in like a comfort care session because there's not a lot of feedback that I see right away. And I know that's normal, but it's just like what happens. But babies give me feedback within seconds, and that's like really reassuring to me. So yeah. Okay, couple more. What are they? Hold on. They're on my other page. Okay, some music ones. What musician stereotypes do you think we fit into? Emma Woodward wants to know.
I don't think I fit into any musical stereotype. When I play percussion, I fit into that stereotype of a percussionist. Oh, that's beautiful. Sorry. We were looking at the waterfall ahead of us.
What the heck?
Yeah, that's beautiful. When I'm playing percussion, I'm wacky. As wacky can be. So I think that's at least the one that I would fit into. Hasina fits into her stereotype, I think.
Which is?
I'm just a talented cellist. I feel like that's, a lot of people don't even know that you play cello, and I honestly think that's the stereotype when you're that good.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, you're not bragging about how good you are at cello. I feel like that's the common stereotype, good player. You know, like a good player doesn't even say that they play, really, unless they get asked. You know what I mean?
Oh, really? Oh, okay, lit. I think we fall into like a string player percussion, string girlfriend percussion boyfriend stereotype, like same as like black cat golden retriever type thing. Like I feel very like centered with my music, and I feel like Leonard's very exploratory. That's where I think we fit. Yep. But on that note, Evan wants to know what our favorite notes or chords are.
I always play an F major 7 when I touch the keyboard, and I need to stop. But it just sounds so good. I love it. I love it. That's definitely my go-to.
Wait, guys, look at this. Oh, I can't turn them. Shit. Shit. It's so pretty up in here.
Pretty. They're going to see it on another video, too, I'm sure.
Yeah. I like... I know. I like the note, my lowest D on my cello. If we're talking cello, it has the most overtones, and it's how I like tune and do things. It's just what I go to. However, I've been really liking like an F add 11, C add 7, A minor open sort of situation on the guitar. I've been really liking that. Look up Gracie Abrams' So True. Those chords have been really my go-to lately, ever since I like sung that song. For the last one, we had like some more, but I think I'm just gonna save them because we're also like here and I want to look around. But the last one that KFIC asked is, what song about New York embodies your time in New York so far?
Frank Sinatra, New York, New York.
That's all. Start spreading the news.
Bam, 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 bam. That's it. That's all I have to say.
Well, love that. Short and sweet. I think mine is definitely, what's it called? Empire State of Mind? Concrete Jungle? I know probably everyone would say that, but truly and honestly, like, Concrete Jungle, where dreams are made of. Like, I feel like I'm living something. Well, because I am. Like, I wanted this, and now we're here, and we're doing it. And it's been lovely, even though we're in a concrete jungle. Like... Wow. Well, I needed my phone to record the trees, so I hope this was like fun. Maybe it was.
Who knows?
If it wasn't, we'll never do it again.
Yep.
Okay. I'm Solo.
And I'm Lee.
And we're
an NYC. I see how you're doing it. Just
did you like that?